What are you carrying around with you that you don't need anymore? Letting go is essential to every cycle in life, but can indeed be challenging. Luckily, nature built in an ideal time to help you do this. In this episode, you'll find out how you can use nature to your advantage in making letting go of things a bit easier. And I'll guide you through a releasing meditation to help you do so. Welcome to Health, Harmony, and Happiness with Kathy. I'm your host, Kathy Stricker. I'm a state patrol wife, mama to three lively kiddos, a yoga teacher, certified NLP coach, and an energetic rhythms expert. As an energetic rhythms coach, I help action-taking women use their body's rhythms and the moon's cycle to optimize productivity and avoid burnout without letting their desire to remain in control alter their focus. And this podcast is all about doing just that, and perhaps a bit more, so that you can create your own path to health, harmony, and happiness. So come along with me, and may this episode serve as a nudge to discover tools that could help you on your path towards more intentional living. Enjoy the show. Hey friends, welcome to episode 97. Today's episode is a little bit different. I'm going to be guiding you through a releasing ritual and meditation that you can use to help make letting go of things a little bit easier. Whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or energetic, this visualization will help you begin the releasing process. I used to lead these monthly releasing meditations or rituals in the Energetic Rhythms for Intentional Living Facebook community, but I haven't in a while, and I thought this would be a lovely time to create a recording for you to use anytime on your own, whenever it matches the time that's right for you to do the releasing, which we'll talk about further in this episode. And as I've transitioned to a cyclical way of running my business, this is also the sort of thing that I offer up to my students and clients as a bonus resource each month during the off week of classes. The content changes each month, but it's generally just a nudge to continue to nurture themselves in some way, even when we aren't gathering or meeting together. This is also the sort of thing that will be included in the Mindful Living for Embracing the Rhythms Around You deck that I'm in the process of creating and I'm super excited about. So create or head to your sacred space and get comfortable and ready to release. Welcome. I'm Kathy Stricker, and I'll be leading you through a releasing ritual or meditation to place intention around letting go of anything that is no longer serving you in life. Whether it's stuff from the past, shoulds you're carrying around with you, or that box or bag of stuff that you just need to take to the donation place, we all have stuff in life that lingers with us and weighs us down a bit. But the good news is, we can make the conscious choice to let it all go, to stop gripping so tightly to it for whatever reason, and to instead give ourselves permission to breathe out and let go. And although letting go can be a challenging thing, it is necessary in the cycle of life and all things. It's about learning to surrender to the natural flow of events in life and allowing them to happen instead of trying to force something different. Surrender is not about letting others walk all over you, but instead standing in your power, holding your boundaries, and releasing the need to try to control the outcome without gripping or grasping, but instead by letting go. There's the need to let go of physical things as well as mental, emotional, and energetic things. After all, it's all energy, so it's just allowing the flow of energy to move more freely instead of redirecting it, stuffing it, avoiding it, or blocking it. Energy can only stay blocked for so long before it has to break free, and when it does, it can either be ugly or it can be beautifully empowering. Practicing releasing intentionally on the regular helps it to be the latter, more beautifully empowering than an ugly mess. and by adding intention to whatever it is you're releasing. It may even become a bit ritualistic. A ritual being a sacred way of putting your spirit and authenticity into a habit to give it more meaning in your life. An intentional act that results from an increase in the amount of attention or energy you put into it. When you place intention behind the act of surrendering or letting go, as we also practice in yoga, it helps your nervous system feel safe enough to let whatever it is you want to let go of, go. And if you can create the time and space to put yourself in a more relaxed or parasympathetic state when you do a releasing practice, your body-mind will more likely be able to let go and release. So when you do this practice, set aside time to connect with your inner self first. This doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process, just enough time to connect, and I'll guide you through a version of that in just a moment. That may be just placing hand to heart, breathing, and being quiet for a few moments. Or it may be by practicing yoga or other intentional movement. It may be by using breath work or spending time in nature or even doing something creative to tap into that inner self. Whatever works for you to bring forth your inner self is exactly right, and it might change each time you do one of these rituals. Listen to your inner guidance to know exactly what you need on a particular day. But do allow yourself to get out of your thinking brain and reconnect with your inner self. In order to help you with this, you might choose to light a candle, cleanse your space by burning some sage or Palo Santo, or using some essential oils or room spray that helps you feel comforted, or perhaps turn on some music, sip some tea, or draw a bath. Whatever helps you create a sacred space and feeling. Now, if you tend to live life on autopilot or go 100 miles per hour 100% of the time, this might be the hardest thing for you because you don't always give yourself permission to slow down and pour back into yourself. So having a plan and knowing when to do a releasing practice can be the thing you need in order to put it on your calendar and make sure it gets done. Yes, I know this seems kind of masculine and could even feel like it's something to just check off your list. But let's reframe that to you making connection with yourself a priority, creating the container for your own priority time. Because as I said earlier, releasing is essential in life. Otherwise, energy just gets jumbled, stuck, or comes out in an ugly way. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And there is indeed an ideal time to let things go in life. This would be at the peak of a cycle. Ladies, if you have a menstrual cycle still, this would be mid-cycle around ovulation. For everyone else, it's at a full moon. Either just before or within a few days after is ideal. Time of day does not matter. Full moons are a visible reminder of releasing, of letting go. They're a time to look at the past month or cycle, forgive whatever needs to be forgiven, and let go of that which is no longer serving you, whatever feels heavy in life. And since the moon kind of represents our emotional self, it's a time to also let emotions out. Let the inner self come to the surface and be seen. This could be your deepest desire to create beautiful, amazing things in this world, or it could be the ickier parts of you that you regularly try to keep hidden. But it's about acknowledging them, whatever they may be, offering up gratitude for the place they have or have had in your life, and when you're ready, letting them go. And this just starts the releasing process. It's not magic, and it's not like waving a magic wand and it's gone, but it's the start that needs to happen sometimes for things to be released from our awareness. A releasing ritual helps you place intention around whatever it is you want or need to let go of in life. So let's get started. In this practice, I'll guide you through just one version of a releasing ritual. There's no one way that is the right way to do this. Instead, it's about intention. For this meditation, you may need some small pieces of paper, a pen, and especially your open mind. We can work with the mind to let go of memories, events, energetic connections that aren't serving us, only when the desire to do so exists. So consider one to a few things in your life that you are truly ready to part with. Not the things that you think, sure, it'd be nice to let that go, but that's never going to happen. But instead, the things that you sense deep down in your bones, it's time to be gone from your life. These may be physical, or they may be mental, emotional. Take a deep breath in, and when you're ready, find yourself in a comfortable position, either seated or lying down, feeling supported on whatever surface you are on. Allow your eyes to drift downward and inward. Notice your breath gently moving in and out of your nose. Take an easy, full breath in, noticing expansion and power. Let the breath gently escape, surrendering to the moment. Breathing in again, allow your breath to flow like a gentle wave within you. Releasing and relaxing, deeper and deeper, from the outside in. This is your time for change. With your next breath, bring forth your inner guidance. Set aside analytical thinking and allow that part of you to come forward that intuitively knows how to respond to life. Addressing your inner guidance, pose the question, what is it that is ready to be released at this time? Listen for the first answer that arrives in your mind. Without searching, without trying, simply listen and breathe the answer in. When you're ready, addressing your inner guidance again, ask, is there anything else at this time? Listening for what comes up. If nothing does, sit in appreciation of what has come up, acknowledging it in all ways. But if something else does come up, thank your inner guidance and allow that answer to be present as well. And finally, is there anything else I need to be aware of at this time that is ready to go? Listening and thanking whatever does arrive, even if it doesn't make any sense or challenges you in some way. See each of those things in some form, out in front of you. Whether it's a physical thing, the written word, a sound, feeling, or another imprint of how that thing is stored in your mind. And in your mind's eye, notice if you are looking at them as though you're looking at a picture, or as though they're in front of you in this moment. If they're in front of you rather than in a picture, See if you can place them in a picture frame or frames, distancing yourself from them as you do. Then looking from a distance at each item within the picture or pictures. Spend a few moments appreciating each item and its place it had in your life. Is there anything you now see about this thing or things that you didn't see before? Even if it caused pain or discomfort, it brought you to this point right now and is a part of who you are. Offer up gratitude or appreciation for the part it played. And as you do, notice how that appreciation feels within you. Notice the sensation that you experience inside your body as you extend appreciation and gratitude. Allow that appreciation to fill you with love, warmth, and light. Reflect that sense and feeling to each item in that picture or pictures out in front of you, wrapping it around them, yet keeping them at a distance. Now, with great care and attention, one by one, see each of those items leaving you in a way that leaves you feeling empowered. Perhaps they're floating away into the sky in a balloon. Or perhaps each item is being erased from the image, or burned, or sent to a black hole or a vacuum. Perhaps they're being flushed down the toilet or thrown into a fiery pit. Buried in the ground, or simply thrown into the garbage. In whatever way feels best to you, see each item leaving your life forever. And in its place resides a deeper well of love and light in your life. Witness your body, your energy. Notice the sense of ease and weightlessness you now have. And gently begin to bring your awareness back to the room you are in. Slowly awakening your senses. Allow light to subtly and slowly filter back into your eyes. If you feel whole and complete at this time, do some releasing movement like rubbing your hands together briskly or taking a deep breath in and lion's breath out. Perhaps shaking to stimulate your nervous system or brushing it off you or your aura, or even some dancing in the moonlight. You might even simply go outside and look up at the moon and take a moon bath if you can see the moon. If you can't, trust that the moon is full and honor the releasing meditation you've just done. Then allow yourself to go on about your day with a greater sense of ease and freedom. But if you feel like you need just a bit more, and if it feels right to you, you may choose to do a little physical burning of that which you set free. Do this only if you are in a safe place for burning and can safely burn something. Using the paper you brought with you, write down on separate pieces each thing you released. Then sign each paper and date it. Then as you take it to the fire and burn each piece, declare, "As I release the past, I allow for the new and fresh and vital to enter. I am now ready to release whatever it is that's on the paper, and so it is." Then let go of any remaining emotional or energetic attachment to it as you throw it in the fire. Follow that up with any sort of releasing movement, as mentioned earlier, allowing yourself to go on about your day or evening with a greater sense of ease and freedom. Thank you for joining me in this meditation. I'm Kathy Stricker. Cheers to cultivating greater health, harmony, and happiness in your life.